Hey, if you want a show, oh my God, we've already started it. If you want, if you're conservative, which you probably are, and you're tired, you like the conservative take, but you want something a little different, you want something to vary it up, you know, you like listening to podcasts, I'm going to tell you how you can get two very incredible things for free. You like free shit? Who doesn't? Too Woke to Fuck is the name of the show. Too Woke, 2F. That's the number 2, Woke, and the number 2F. Look at that. It charted in South Africa, this show, which means every white person in South Africa listened to it.
And it went down, according to their murders.
It did drop quickly, yes, which is a shame. We will be talking to an ICC lawyer later in the show. This is a must-listen show. Goes on the offensive, exposes the left with all its idiotic leaps of non-logic, all its fake emotion, all its hypocrisy. Myself and co-host Seth Baron, who you've seen a bunch of times recently on Tucker Carlson, we start with the dumbest radical leftist shit and take it to its logical conclusion, which is absurdity. Search on iTunes, 2Woke2F, that's number 2, Woke, number 2F, or go to crimereport.nyc, click and listen, 2Woke2Fuck. And if you are 2Woke2Fuck, you know what you need? BlueChew.com. You need to try Blue Chew. It gets your dick harder. I'm 48. Don't get me wrong. I wake up with a diamond cutter every afternoon. Sometimes I want to be 15-year-old boy horny again, because let's face it, when you're married, you'll try anything legal and affordable to have that experience again. Go to BlueChew.com. BlueChew.com. You can increase your performance and get some extra firepower in bed for free with promo code TCR. That stands for The Crime Report. This shit matters. I don't know what you get. I think they deliver it right to your door, though. Free BlueChew. You chew on it. No, it's not. It is not that. Don't ever say that. I have that in red not to say that. I'll handle the ad reads. My God. Can we do a second take? Thomas Palladino fucking up the program. Look at BlueChew.com. Throbbing. TCR. And it will explode. Your cock will be better. Who doesn't want a better cock? What are you, gay? Order this at BlueChew.com. Use the promo code TCR, or you're a fag. I think that would do it. If you're not on the computer trying to get it now. Listen, all these other shows, they don't have any problem getting it. They get everything they want. Keith the Cop loves them. He doesn't like me. Which means I need proof. I have to have real shit. You have to go to, if you do buy, you know, like get this stuff for free, go to TCR, use TCR, go to BlueChew.com. TCR, The Crime Report. Otherwise, we'll never get paid for Trump. Do you believe we do that shit for free? I know it's not Thursday. I know. I'm a whole different character.
Cross-pollination.
It's just really annoying. But yeah, by the way, the weirdest shit. Hey, how you doing, Drew?
Doing great.
The weirdest shit happens where? Where do you think? Where do you think, Thomas? Where is the weirdest shit in the world?
India?
Close.
Close.
Japan?
Okay. Cormac, what do you think?
My basement.
Your basement.
Oh, wow.
Someone decided to say something funny. Indonesia is my guess. I think the weirdest shit happens. They have HPV that turns people into trees.
Oh, yeah. That's
awesome.
Great.
Right here. Go ahead. Click
That's
it.
That's environmentally friendly.
Yeah. Is it?
Yes.
It's not friendly to anybody else.
You can take yourself,
tree people,
chop yourself up, make pulp, write the book about your misery.
Yeah.
There should have been a link there that is like a start at a certain time.
I got it. It just went to my screen went black. Stand by.
Oh, the screen went black. Well, we could be looking at people with HPV so bad that they're turning into trees right now.
I've actually seen them, and it's something.
In a remote part of
okay,
Indonesia.
Okay, good.
Oh, yes.
Living
good.
In a dense jungle village is a
that
man
that guy right there. Look
man,
at those warts. I don't even know what that's. Is that his mouth?
Face?
Well, it's certainly a medical description.
That guy needs some blue chew.
He's already got Major Wood.
Oh! Hey!
Wow. It's like we planned that.
Wow.
Look at those hands. You cannot jerk off with those hands.
Yeah,
all right, that's enough of that. We can only take so much. They also have their babies who smoke. Why not look at you? I like the baby who smokes. It's a big tourist attraction.
Yeah, I've heard about that too.
Local Indonesians will go, hey, let's go see that smoking baby.
Smoking baby.
And why not, you know?
I'd see it.
Still alive?
I'd want to watch. Is he still around?
He hasn't died yet of Ginsburg disease? That bitch is already dead. Let's admit it.
They are weakened at
she
Bernie's.
She is dead. And they're just going, yeah, she'll do her work from home.
Just send her the briefs.
They've got AIDS just like, I don't know. Well, she's cancer. They got AIDS. What is this? Look how green the grass is where this little kid smokes. He had to come up with something else besides smoke.
There he is.
He's hung like a fucking packy. Look at that.
Who wouldn't want to watch that?
I could look at this kid smoke all day.
Yeah, me too.
18 months old. Now he's hooked and on 40 a day.
40 a day?
That's it? Goes crazy,
screaming, fuck! 60 cents worth of cigarettes in Indonesia. 2 packs a day.
Kid's picking up all the girls with those moves.
That kid. He's got...
He flips them around and everything. Get this fucking kid.
Oh, cigarettes. They get a big kick out of him, too.
Oh, they do.
Yeah, check him out. Don't take his cigarettes away.
No.
Rip your ass. $5 a day to pay for the fags. Lighting one off another. He's like, here you go, kid. Look at those cheeks.
Yeah, he's all about it.
Some high blood pressure.
Isn't nicotine supposed to help curb your appetite? Lucky I guess Aldi's no dice rehab. On this kid.
Not in this case. He's still got his baby fat.
He needs to do baby heroin next.
The kid's 7 months old.
It's baby Kim Jong-il.
Baby heroin.
It takes some of that fat off.
They also have some. They have some pretty strange customs. I hope you'll be able to go to the Okay, yeah. Strange customs.
It is very strange customs.
People's strange customs. I'm not talking about a customs place, a customs office, a customs. Here we go.
Custom.
Let's go.
For you, I just wanted to talk about 10 strange or weird things that us Indonesians do. Some
oh,
of it
God.
Is a part of
she
our
does
culture,
a big long disclaimer here. I could have sworn I did these as like skip right to on the link. I don't know why it's starting at the beginning.
No, this is the link. Right
okay, well, go up to 4.
Oh, okay, 4. Number 4?
Number 4. And it's way further up than you'd think.
It's like Indonesian BuzzFeed. It's like. Oh, there she is. Okay.
Anyways, here it is.
They're weird-looking people, too.
Perfect.
Can't buy those skills.
Yeah. We wipe our butt, and we wipe our pee-pee place. Every time we go to the bathroom.
Not in that,
that
order.
Is straight.
That is straight. Wait, every time?
To the mall
Stop.
Or any other place, they will have either, like, a bucket with, like, this thing to scoop it, or they would actually have
they
like
wash
a
their fucking assholes
and
in a bucket
here, every
and
time
a spray.
We go to the bathroom, we have to spray, and it's not that common for places here, restrooms, to have tissue paper. And it's funny because this has been kind of like a joke because I know that in the Western culture, you don't do this, you don't wash your thing, Emma Bob. So I don't really know when you do it. Like, do you do it when you shower? But sometimes you Wait. Don't shower. But it's okay.
Fuck
know,
you.
It's okay.
Wait, what?
Fuck you.
Now, this is not
you
really,
fucking cultural elitism from Indonesia kind talking down to us.
Oh.
Like, you washed your balls. God, that makes me furious the way she said. I mean, but it's okay. No, I know it's
okay.
No,
it's fine. We're doing okay over here.
No, it's okay. By the way, you know what has listeners in Indonesia? Too woke to fuck. Yeah, we have listeners.
How many?
There.
Are yeah. there a few?
There's a number of them.
Wow.
But any, yeah, there is a number. it could be between 1 and 2. Indonesia, you know, it takes a while to penetrate that fucking backward ass place.
Busy.
Check out this. Speaking
of smoking
this
babies.
Coin right here. This is one of the best coins I've ever seen. Right here.
Nice one.
It's a transit police coin. Fuck yeah. From the real transit police.
Not those counterfeit transit police.
Okay, everybody contain yourselves.
Speechless.
Thing weighs about 11 pounds. I appreciate that. From the gifter. Now, here's one more weird thing. Some things are the same, but still different. For instance, like young people in Indonesia, just like young people here, they love shitty music.
Uh-huh. It's universal.
Hit that link. Roll that beautiful bean footage.
You want that link or you want it from the thing you gave me? The build.
Oh, the build, of course.
Right?
Okay. Yeah, well, you know what's
sure.
going on.
Yeah,
man, you know. Oh, look at him rocking out. Shitty in its
oh, no.
Asian way.
I know what's going to happen next.
Uh-oh. I guess they telegraphed it with a little... This is Rock Band 17, rocking out at a Saturday night show at the beach. You can bet every member of this band is going to get big time laid.
Oh, yeah.
They're going to get
they're
laid
at the tipping point.
Like a 2-year-old smoker.
Man, they're really into it, too. Yeah.
Look at that. Yeah. Rocking.
This seems like they're hitting a peak in the show. I mean, the light show leaves a little something, but you can't fault the music.
It's Indonesia. They only have so much electricity.
Too good to fall.
Yeah.
We're gonna live forever! Calling the gods. Do anything. Do your worst. And, oh, shit.
Oh, no.
Was fucked up.
Yeah.
In case you missed it, I think we might be able to look at just the end of that again. That was a tsunami which hit the Sunda Strait, triggered by an underwater landslide caused by the eruption of the Anak Krakatoa volcano. Jesus Christ, like three things went wrong.
Yeah, there's a lot that happened.
Next thing you know, those fuckers are underwater. At least 222 people died. Yes, yeah. 222 people, with including 745 still missing.
And that band, most of the band too. Well,
a lot of those people right there, like, were like, we thought it was part of the show. I thought that was their.
I did too.
Grand finale, their big finish.
All water just washes. Two of them did die, actually. Two band members. They were.
The drummer?
No, not the drummer.
Oh.
The bassist, Imawal Perbani, and guitarist Herman Sikambang.
Oh, okay.
And road manager Oki Wijaya.
Those are the easiest ones to replace. So. Yeah.
Easiest ones to pronounce. Actually, that's unlikely they'll reform because Perbani and Sikambang were the Lennon McCartney of 17.
That's unfortunate.
They were playing one of their great compositions there. Coastal residents reported not seeing or feeling any warning signs like an earthquake before a nearly 10-foot-high waves.
Wow. Yeah.
Washed ashore. 200 employees of the state utility company, PLN, have been at the concert. On Taejung Lesung Beach for their end of the year party. End of your life party.
Real end of the year. The end of the year.
Here comes 2019.
It'll be on your tombstone.
Isn't that something?
So do they write 2019 on the tombstone?
That never happens to like fucking those Oombop fuckers.
No, they'll live forever.
Hanson,
right.
Hanson's going to be around.
We can arrange a 2019 headstone for all three of those fuckers.
Hanson.
Who's your favorite?
Jack,
right? I like horse face.
The taller one. Which one's the taller one?
The horse face guy.
Is that the horse face one?
Oh, yeah.
Of course you'd like the horse face.
How you doing tonight, Cormac?
I'm hanging in there.
Yeah? You know, you're the only guy I know who can successfully rock a turtleneck. The only guy. And I mean the only guy. You and Dick Cavett.
Yeah. My hero, Dick Cavett.
I like Dick Cavett. He interviewed Marlon Brando. He's so deferential, though. You know, like, I certainly wouldn't want to ask you something. I feel like one of those stupid late night shows hosts now. And I fucking do your job.
Yeah, man.
Fucking fruit. Not you,
Dick Cavett. Dick Cavett. Right, yeah. Not Cormac.
You know, even like Brando, he put on a turtleneck. He looked like a dipshit. You ever see him?
I don't know about that. I don't know if Brando would be funny.
He looked like a dipshit.
I've never saw him in a turtleneck.
He wore one from time to time. Chilling details of the Jamie Kloss kidnapping are revealed. Now, let's go to Barron, Wisconsin. I think we have a slide for Barron, Wisconsin.
There it is.
Oh, boy.
Oh, it looks
lovely. Town, it is. Wait, what's going on?
His face is breaking the map.
3 miles, 3 square miles, 3,000. The residents are. Let me see right here. 3,423 people. Well, make that 3,421.
Mm-hmm.
This guy had a couple of parents to kill. Look how neatly cut out he was. This guy, it turns out he never knew her name. This is the kidnapper of Jamie Kloss, the accused kidnapper. He spotted the 13-year-old. He was driving to his factory job when he saw her. At her bus stop. That's when he decided to abduct her. Now,
on the spot?
No, he just made the decision, I think. Yeah. I mean, I've had that thought.
Like, oh, that's a good one. Let's get that. Yeah,
I'd like to fuck. That's the one.
Yeah. Let's go
and
get
then
it.
I just forget it.
Right. Because that's what, as you do.
The thought just kind of goes away.
Nah.
But this guy apparently is obsessive. Look at him. What a fucking worm this guy is. Ugh.
Probably autism.
I want to punch him in the face, regardless of his crimes. The defendant stated when he saw Jamie, he knew that the girl, that was the girl he was going to take. Mm-hmm. Suspect Jake Thomas Patterson, 21. That's Jake Thomas Patterson. You always get three names when you're heinous.
Yep.
21 years old, he stated he had never met JLC through any social media sites and only learned her name after the abduction when he got back to his house. But Patterson carefully devised a methodical plot to kidnap the teen. This is all courtesy of the New York Post. Thank you, New York Post, paper of record. Devised a methodical plot to kidnap the teen, one that would end with her parents being gunned down in cold blood. The only kind of blood anyone is ever gunned down in.
Never warm blood.
It's never like, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Warm-blooded murder.
Like hot blood.
It could be hot
blood. Hot-blooded, don't shoot. He held her hostage 88 days until she escaped. I wonder what he had in mind.
Yeah, yeah.
Think he ever got in there? I doubt it.
Probably not. It probably all just went to hell.
She's like, I'm almost ready. She was running the house. This guy's no match for a 13-year-old girl.
No.
This guy doesn't even Snapchat and shit. The psycho cheese factory worker. He's a cheese factory worker. In Wisconsin.
Who would have thought it? Oh, figure.
This guy's fingers are all fucking
cheesy and yellow.
He's been eating Doritos all day.
That shirt used to be white, and then he got his jacket
on. That's nice, his Fonzie t-shirt, yeah. Jamie's dad thought he was a police officer when he skulked up to the house. What? He's that guy?
This doesn't make sense at all.
He doesn't scream cop. With
last
his...
thing I would think of. Yeah, that must be a cop.
Yeah. Why is IT coming to my home? Patterson allegedly fired a single fatal bullet, killing the other man. The other man, the dad, I guess, then immediately went hunting for other victims. What?
Okay.
He walked up to the house. He fired a single fatal bullet, killing the other man. That immediately went hunting for other victims. He told cops he found Jamie and her mom sitting in the bathtub.
Told them
together. Wait, she was taking a bath with her mom?
Oh, yes. Let's have some vagina mouths for James.
We're going to vagina mouth him?
Whatever, Patterson.
Video of him talking.
Okay.
Well, we've been going through these the whole time. That one, right? I thought that was the climax one. I swear to God, that was sold.
Oh, there it is.
Now, that was sold to me as a vagina, that one with the big long clip.
That's a good one.
This is a year after prison.
Hello.
We have a hand.
Yes, I have a question. Andrea? Do vagina miles make it difficult to perform cunnilingus?
That's the one. You know what? Unless you have plenty of Blue Chew. Free when you use TCR. Go to bluechew.com.
Is that a transgender vagina mouth?
I think it is. It was sold to me as a vagina, and now that I look at it,
not so much.
It looks like a circumcised
my vagina
fucking dick.
Still looks like a dick.
I think
it's a horizontal dick.
Hermaphrodite.
Looks like an aroused
uncircumcised
dick.
It's a horizontal dick. I don't know. I watched Rocky yesterday.
It was a great movie.
I started talking like Rocky the whole rest of the day. I'm going to host this show as Rocky the rest of the time.
Yeah.
Well, host is Rocky here.
Yeah. Yeah.
Hit the booth. Jake Thomas Patterson, what a vagina mouth motherfucker. Which is the next page? I don't know. He told cops he found, sitting in the bathtub. That's where they were.
Right.
That's where, in the bathroom.
In the bathroom or in the bathtub?
In the bathtub, in the bathroom.
Okay.
It wasn't the bedroom bathtub. With the mother trying to shield her daughter from the monster with a giant bear hug.
Oh, that's not going to work.
I mean,
no.
I don't know. I mean, at least she tried, right?
Tried something better.
From head to toe in black. And I only just heard about this. I know that people have been talking about it.
Yeah.
You never get a girl back as far back as October.
No.
I mean,
they're dead. They're definitely dead.
The next story, we're going to see that it doesn't end so well for every young teen who has been missing since October. I'm sorry, I get uncomfortable when I start repeating so many lines, so many words that are in my search references on X-Hamster. Young teenage girl has been missing since October.
Right. You got to.
Video results.
There it is.
528.7,000
videos.
Wow, that's a lot of videos for the.
Go figure.
Just since October, too.
Yeah.
People are really.
You go back to like 2014 or some shit. Missing since. That's the kind of porn I like. Stuffed her in the trunk of the car, it says. He stated her mother had her cell phone with her, used the phone to call 911. Patterson broke down the bathroom door. Have a nice night. and told her mother to hang up the phone. JLC started State of Patterson told her mother to put tape over JLC's mouth, which her mother did, and then Patterson shot her mother. She said, put tape on her mouth, and then she did it, and then she shot the
you
mother.
For her trouble.
Yeah. Thank you.
Goodbye.
Don't ever put tape on your kid's mouth.
No. He's going to shoot you anyway.
Mother and father shot one time. Stated both her mother and father were shot. One bullet each.
It's all it takes if you do it the right way.
No. Two to the head.
Double
the gun.
Double tap.
Don't run, but don't... don't look at anybody, but you don't look away either. You know, don't worry. They're going to be scared of you. Stuffed her in the trunk of the car, drove off. She finally escaped while Patterson was away from the home. Probably at his cheese factory job.
Mm-hmm.
Every day he goes to work at that fucking cheese factory, and I sit here waiting for him to come home. What do you want to eat when you come home from your cheese factory
job? 13-year-old. That's what you want, obviously.
I mean,
thanks, Jared.
You can have anything.
There it is.
I mean, if we're just.
If Jared from Subway is any indication, exposure to cheese.
Police describe him as a monster. Young Wisconsin man so fixated on the hazel-eyed 13-year-old girl allegedly shot her parents dead. Have you ever liked a girl so much that you would just shoot her parents?
No. No, I wouldn't.
Man, why didn't he just go and ask her out on a date? Governor of Alabama would have done.
Here to ask for your daughter's hand, and I'd like to court your daughter.
Yes, I'm interested in courtship, yeah. How old is she now?
Childbearing age.
You want some money for this one? Look here.
She wasn't even hot. She wasn't even pretty. Like, she's not even...
Give you $1 and one chicken.
$1 and one chicken.
Is she not pretty?
She's not even that pretty.
Not even that pretty.
Then a chicken McNugget.
Yeah. I'll give you 4-piece. Anything on the dollar menu. What does she look like? Let's see what Jamie...
She's not murder the parents pretty. Like, she's cute. She's a 13-year-old. But
that's the question.
Who is? No one, you just
see,
said.
I mean,
are you kidding me?
That's totally Tommy's type, right?
Look at that.
She's totally kill her pretty.
She is adorable.
Mm.
And she's an orphan.
Now, yeah.
Ooh,
now it's
yeah.
She's single.
Now she's hotter because she's an orphan.
More single than any other woman on the planet. What are you? I mean, she's got no parents, and she's terrified of men. Perfect.
Yeah.
This chick's going to be munching rugs within 6 months.
I was just about to say that, yeah.
Be playing softball.
See, now, come on.
Look at that red hair.
No.
Are you fucking
kidding? No, I'm... Yes.
That's her both times.
It's her in the middle. Yeah.
She's like, this is my favorite little guy. That's actual size, by the way. That's how big the guy is.
Say hello to my little friend.
She's enormous.
Like, her teeth and her hair are the same color.
Only in that one picture.
Okay.
You're very picky with your 13-year-old.
Yeah, really. I mean,
if you're going to go to jail.
A 13-year-old and you're like, no.
I'm just saying,
literally looking a gift 13-year-old in the mouth.
If you're guaranteed to go to prison, you want a 13-year-old hotter than that.
You're not guaranteed.
Okay.
Chances are high.
Chances are.
Yeah.
Look, you might even look if you're Muslim, you're probably in the clear.
It's true. Yeah, that is actually
about
true.
Islam, you can date a 12-year-old, 13-year-old, 9-year-old maybe.
Yeah.
6-year-old is in the Quran.
Which one is in the Quran? 6?
Muhammad married his favorite wife when she was sick. And
Aisha.
Andrea, don't make it sick.
I apologize for bringing pedophilia into this conversation.
Happy thoughts.
Mm-hmm.
No children. No whammies.
No whammies.
Okay, well, how about this? You know, enough about this bullshit story. I think that you get the idea. She's home, yada, yada.
Parents are dead.
This guy was voted most quiet in his 2015 graduating.
Was he dead?
Oh, he was voted. No, he's not dead. He's the guy. He's a kidnapper.
He's the kidnapper.
Most quiet.
It's a red flag. I feel like that's a red.
You got to watch. They literally say that.
That is.
He is the one you most got to watch.
Somebody should have been watching him.
Most quiet?
Yeah, no.
I've never heard of that as a superlative.
No.
That's the nice way of saying it.
Creepy.
Can somebody just watch this guy?
Yeah.
The Who the Fuck Is This Guy award.
Nope. Nobody even realized. Nobody even realized he was part of this school.
It's just a blank. That was his high school graduation picture. He's already in a fucking... He'd never had broken the law before. Graduating class of 34 students.
Oh. And
You don't like to touch people's own age.
Huh? Oh, yeah. Right. He gets along a lot better with children. He's like, there's a woman who'll take me seriously. I'm physically bigger than her. Right. I have a job, a car.
I'm pretty impressive to a 13-year-old.
I mean, for crying out loud, I got a lot to offer. Right. A girl in her early
top
teens.
Top 34 of his class.
Top 34. And the quietest.
Top 34 in the class.
That's what a lady's looking for, is a quiet motherfucker.
Yeah.
A guy who is supremely quiet.
Not quiet in
we
like...
We do often mistake that for a good listener.
Yeah, well.
Oh.
No, you don't.
There's quiet like the...
active listening. Women don't want a good listener anyway.
No.
You just want a guy who remembers shit that you say, but right. You don't need an...
And repeats it back to them
good
every
in the
now
sack.
And then.
Like, he could be a deaf mute. I don't give a shit.
You know what makes you good in the sack? That fucking blue chew, man.
That's what does it.
Blue chew, you will come out of there with a... Look, I mean, like I said, diamond cutter every day.
Mm-hmm.
Every afternoon, I wake up 4 or 5 o'clock in the afternoon.
And it's...
Dick is hard.
Ready to go.
And I say, what am I going to do with this? And I do what I do with it, you know? And then... But then maybe I want to do it again right away. Maybe the old lady comes in and she's like, what have you been doing? Wow. Save one for me.
It happens.
Get my blue chew and maybe I'm going to get a big fat erection.
Mm-hmm.
Use it for what it's good for. I mean, you get bored with your fucking wife, don't you? You're not married, are you?
Not yet.
Oh, not yet. You're going to marry that, yeah. She is wonderful, by
she
the way.
She is.
And you better marry her. I'm telling
you. I've heard
that.
You would
be insane not to.
I've heard that. People have told me that.
Really? Do you have better options on the horizon? Jesus Christ.
Any 13-year-olds out there? You got your
yeah,
eye on?
Yeah, listen.
Okay, you know what? 13-year-olds for Thomas Paladino. If you're 13 right now, you can hear my voice.
Turn this off.
You're more attractive than that Claus bitch. Who, let's face it, she was a 13, a 6.
She's a 6 for
13,
a
6.
God damn. 13,
she was an 18, 8.
No.
A 13.6.
She was an 18.3. That was not an 18.8. That was an 18.3, maybe 18.4.
It's a very confusing mathematical. I took remedial algebra.
What is a string theory? I don't know.
Yeah.
No, it's the countdown to when Elizabeth calls in and chews Thomas'
ass out. She's in China. There's
out.
No doubt. There's no danger of that. She's in China right now. China.
What? They don't have fucking Wi-Fi?
China. She's in China.
She actually may be watching, to be honest.
Of course she's watching.
Of course she is.
Elizabeth.
She's got Wi-Fi,
hello.
Right?
Arigato.
I'm just kidding. I promise.
Well, that's
you know
Japanese,
what she's listening
but, yeah.
to in China, probably. Is Hey,
yeah. She saw a guy peeing in the middle of the street yesterday.
I don't. Yeah, what?
Just in the middle of the street in China, just letting it out. Just
really?
Yeah.
Oh, that's weird. We never see that.
She must have felt so at home.
I'll tell you, yeah. Public urination, it hit a peak.
Yeah.
Under de Blasio, and then it was like, where do we go from here? And there was a guy. I swear, he was like, there's a wall right there. Back to the wall, face, you know, not leaning against it like he's hammered. He's just standing there, pissing outward away from the wall.
Nice.
Disrespectful.
That's exactly nice. How I do it.
Venus envy, Andrea. Oh, boy. Oh, boy.
There's the lady shitting on
somebody. Is your clit, does it get hard? Or is it hardly clitting?
How about that?
Huh? How about that?
Luchu will make your clit hard.
Yeah, I've been working out again, so I have euphoria in the morning. Then I drink at night, so I have euphoria at night, and now, like, the arousal.
So you can just get rid of that whole middle of the day.
Yeah, it's called work. I kind of black out, but I'm so horny, like, I just want to chew my own hand off. It's really terrible.
Blue chew your own hand
cool.
off.
Yeah.
Blue
Speaking
chew
of blue
it off,
chew.
Yes. Blue chew the fuck out of it. Whatever yeah. you do, just don't come in here and text while the show's going on. Say, I love a guy that's dialed in. Hey, you know what? Let's watch this Maury video. It's about time for this Maury video. You guys, you know how Maury will have these...
out-of-control teens?
He'll have these people come... No, no. Oh. These people who, like, I don't know who the kid who's the father.
Oh, you are the father.
You are the father.
Yeah.
That's all he does now.
Yeah, that's all he does.
Those like are the it. Best videos. Yeah.
People yeah. must like it.
You find something that works, you stick
you get a,
with it.
You get a, people like a mystery that only lasts, like, a few minutes.
It isn't even really a mystery most
when
of the
it
time.
Ends, it's like fucking... Ah!
They're doing a victory dance.
This, you know, just, ah! It's so nuts. All right, here's Maury.
The link you get says the video is unavailable. We're going to try to find it.
Oh, no. No,
it's okay. I put the video in there. I put the video in the motherfucker.
Oh, in the thing? Okay, stand
in
by.
In the motherfucker.
I put it in the motherfucker.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
All this, okay, well, children,
it's the only way to put in a video, let's be honest.
Oh, yeah, it's the only way. Hey, we forgot to start off with the fucking junk. Oh, we could look at some other videos while you're looking for that video. Does that complicate your shit? This guy is a fucking pro.
He can't even turn on his mic and respond. He's the rare pro.
Graphic content. Wanted murderer.
Ooh, yeah, here we go.
Takes a chance on a female cop.
Yes, here we go.
On MP4.
Took a chance. Uh-oh.
No! 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 No!
Wow, that is... Turn the volume down a bit.
Yeah, a little.
I apologize if your ears were blown out just now if you were listening to the show. We didn't know she was going to screech like that.
I didn't see. Did he pull, like, a gun on her?
Yeah! Terrified scream.
An actual
And there's another cop this whole time?
This is why unarmed people get shot.
Yeah.
Yep. Yeah, he's bleeding there. That's blood, right?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Well, that guy's going to sue the department.
Wow. Oh, yeah, now here it is.
This kid was ready to die.
Oh, yeah.
He's like, all right, now I'm going to get shot. Lincoln, 4, 5,
License, registration, 5, register this.
King Henry Lincoln, 4, 5, 6.
He's holding it up like that, but in his right hand. Look at this. Holy fuck.
Whoa. Damn.
Balls on her for reaching for it, though, right?
Yeah.
Good on her.
She didn't duck or nothing. She just went straight at it.
Yeah, yeah. Wow.
She could have got a better body cam footage, though. Come on.
Yeah.
Be conscious of
her. Her framing is terrible.
Yeah. It's no Scorsese here.
Need a second take on that.
Wow.
I'm usually not one for a second take. That is what our police officers face. Every fucking day.
Wow, the hell took him so long, though? The other cop.
I know. That was the other thing. The other cop kind of took his sweet time. Oh, he was two cars behind. Oh, there it is.
Yeah, he charged up. He's running.
Different vehicle. That makes sense.
And right. How do you approach it? There you go.
One shot kill.
That's it.
You could see that blood coming out of his face.
That shot looked like a very close and easy shot, like a fucking putt.
But
let me tell you something. Anybody in this room, with the exception of maybe one of us, would miss that about 10 times out of 10.
No, very true.
That is close.
And
maybe between the adrenaline and everything.
He runs up and goes, oh, well, you're dead now.
Yeah.
Although I...
Oh, yeah, right in the face.
Fuck.
Got him right in the face.
Right in the face.
Fucking beautiful shot.
That was good.
Mo greened him.
Right in the eye.
God damn.
No, but it's true. This is why people, unarmed people, get shot, because stuff like this happens.
Well, it's why cops take the precautions they do.
Somebody tell the armed people they're ruining it for the rest of us.
Yeah,
not the armed people. It's the people who misuse their weapons. Can we? That's, I guarantee you, not a member of the NRA. That guy.
No, probably not an NRA member.
Really?
I wouldn't think so.
No.
Hmm. Would you think so?
No. No. Okay. Because
what was the guy's deal? What was he so afraid of? Like, what was he? Was he wanted or anything? Or did he just not?
Did you guys print these, or?
Yeah, he was wanted for murder.
Oh, he was wanted for murder. Okay.
No shit.
Wanted for murder. That's the thing about killing, isn't it? You just want, once you start,
just
you gotta
may kill as well just keep going.
Everybody who tries to catch you, you gotta kill them. Like, fuck, here we go.
That's it.
You gotta drive a little more carefully. If you're a murderer,
right,
just fucking put on your seatbelt. Make sure your taillights are good. Don't speed. Rodney King, you know, after he got all that money, he kept getting pulled over.
Oh, right, I remember
that.
Yeah. Driving into fucking brick walls.
Yeah. DUIs.
Brick wall.
Yeah.
He drove into his wife.
Did he?
And all his punishments from then on out after that fucking beating thing, which they didn't even press charges on that.
Right.
They didn't even bring charges. With all his punishments after that were like really light.
Imagine.
They were like, hey, go ahead, Rodney, it's fine.
You have a free pass forever.
Great thing. He died, he drowned in a swimming pool.
I heard, yes.
Some cocaine, marijuana, and alcohol.
Are you saying that black people can't swim?
Shut up. I'm not.
No.
But his dad did drown in a bathtub.
No shit.
Is that real?
28 years to the day on Father's Day.
What?
Yeah. Isn't that crazy?
That's actually crazy.
That is actually crazy. That brought some symmetry to his otherwise chaotic life. And look how far he came, you know? His dad drowns in some bathtub. He drowned in his own
swimming
pool.
That's fucking... Yep.
The American dream, really.
Still had $250,000 in the bank. That fucker made more money than I'll ever make. He was on
What was his settlement? What did he end up getting?
He got $3.7 million.
Okay. 3.7.
Or 3.8 million and 1.7 in lawyer's fees.
Okay. So he walked away with
5.5, but he walked away with 3.8. And then after that, he probably had two after taxes. I guess he had to pay taxes on that.
Yeah. So he had $1.5 million.
Is this still a show? Or we just
bullshitting around. Whatever. That's cool.
I don't know if you're buying time for me, but I'm not finding that specific clip for you. Whatever link you got is taken down.
I'll tell you what.
I could do a different random one.
Is there any video we can go to?
At all?
Yeah.
Yeah, totally.
Go to a video, full screen it, without us sitting on the side, the next video. And Thomas will be commenting on it.
Yeah,
I'm going to go play my football, too.
Nice.
For this.
It's a great game.
Fuck yeah.
Oh, yeah. Kick off.
There it is. Oh, yeah! That's the video I was looking for.
Shittiest way to hop a turnstile.
That's great. Wait. Oh, there he is. Oh, we're going to do this again? Are we just looping it?
Yeah.
So is this my show now? Let me tell you about the Jews.
Thomas, that's how they want you to get to the studio and embrace it.
There are some things I have to say. Now, the thing about this guy, he had to know that there are cameras and that this isn't the best way to go through a turnstile, even if you want to jump
in. He knew there were cameras, he thought they would blur it. That's his biggest problem.
No, I mean, was he mooning the people in the booth deliberately?
Just
like,
a fat
fuck
piece
you,
of shit.
I'm riding the train
Believe
for free
me.
Today. That's just his style. Right, okay. Yeah.
Hey. He's really trying to... conceal it.
No.
The people who jump the turn, not even jumping it.
Fuck you. Sliding it and showing your
ass
to everybody.
Not even limboing it. It's terrible.
Yeah, not even limboing it.
You don't have
the amount of effort put forth.
No, you don't. None of that was necessary. None of that.
Yeah. I think someone bypassing the turnstile without paying in that sense should be executed on site. Same as someone who stands on the left side of the escalator. Executed.
What? Do you mind if I ask, what is your ethnic heritage?
Do you want me to show you tattoos or tell you?
No, just... I'm going to say
Irish and German.
Irish and German.
I thought you were full German. Okay. You should have just say German. Because you're all about order.
Yes.
Killing people on site.
Well, but the alcoholism is a dead giveaway for Irish as well.
Oh, you got a touch of that. Touch of the alcoholism. Where's the tattoos that are such a big... Oh, well.
Okay.
What, are you going to take your top off or something?
How bad do you need ratings, Pat? I'll do anything for you.
Really?
Yeah.
I think. Oh no!
is Andrea going to show us her tattoos?
I think it's happening. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Did we? Okay.
Okay. Well, it's happening. Some appropriate. Oh my.
Oh wow! She really does have tattoos.
Even legal.
Whoa!
Hey everybody.
That's an American flag.
If this doesn't make you want to send dick pics,
nothing will.
Look at that.
Nice.
She is in the physical condition of a veteran.
A Navy sailor. Drink
Navy
heavy,
sailor.
Lift heavy. Get there.
You look fantastic. Thank you very much. That was awesome, yes.
Now we saw the tattoos.
We're all going to jacket to that later.
Get the blue chew out.
Oh, you guys have such low standards. It's so flattering.
We jacket. That's between us and nobody.
Give me some of that blue chew.
That's the blue chew. That's that blue chew. Occasionally a few of us guys just get together. I'll have a nice chew. No shame in our game. TCR. The crime report. Get your free blue chew.
Hey, Pat, I think we have somebody here that wants to talk to you.
Oh, this is good news. Hello, sir. How do you do?
Hello, Pat.
Yeah, very nice to meet you. Yanni, am I correct?
Yes, yes.
Thank you so much for making contact. You are an ICC lawyer, is that correct?
That's correct.
And what are you currently engaged in right now? You're in South Africa.
Yes, I'm in South Africa.
Okay. And it's a terrible situation over there. Everybody that I've spoken to about it confirms the worst of what I've heard. And it's a real distressing moment over there. I'm so happy that they have somebody legally on their side who's trying to you know, take some steps, file some papers. Tell me a little about what you're doing there.
Yes, it's been a long time coming, this, and things are escalating here on a daily basis. It's a funny thing, but nobody in the past actually attempted what we are doing at the moment, and that is filing papers to the ICC, Department of Justice, African Union, etc. There's a massive onslaught here against the minorities. It is brought about by incitement, rhetoric. As we're approaching the 2019 elections, which we believe will be held in April or May, the dates still need to be confirmed, that the government is not doing anything, the ANC government and particularly our president, to try and create a situation of order in this total chaos. There is not one day that is passing where there are where there is not at least 10 or even some more incidents of violence, especially perpetrated against the towns and farms and cities. Roads are blocked, etc., etc. Total chaos. Uh-huh. The mainstream media do not report what is actually happening here.
No, that's a real shame that it's become a politicized issue. The left here basically denies that anything's going on that needs to be looked into. They, when Trump made a statement about it on Twitter, they picked it apart and parsed it out in a way to make it seem untrue. You know, and it is a long way away, but this is not the kind of thing that should be politicized. This is straight up genocide, it seems.
Yeah, many people and many folk are actually denying the fact that this is genocide. But if you do go through the 8 points of what genocide really means, then we are well on our way there. In fact, many of those items are mixed. It's not a sequential thing. Most of those items and most of those definitions actually run in tandem, in parallel. So it is actually a quite a scary thing that is happening, and people are denying it. Yeah. It's an untenable situation that cannot carry on like this anymore.
The denial is absolutely heartless. It's strange to me that people would, I don't know, see their way clear to do that. And now Julius Malema over there, I think your current president, if I'm not mistaken, was he a little reliant on the EFF to get elected?
Yes, there are many streams thought within the ANC. Some is radical. Some is more moderate. There's a lot of infighting within the ANC. Malema himself carries a lot of support within a certain factions in the ANC. And so does the Black First, Land First, which is a radical splinter group of the EFF. In fact, the EFF, we see them as a left-hand arm of the ANC. Last week, there was a ANC Youth League Congress in Durban, KwaZulu-Natal, in which Ramaphosa was one of the main speakers. And that probably was never carried, never made it to the U.S. Mainstream media. But he subscribed to the radical views of the ANC Youth League and also Malema. And Malema was part of the ANC Youth League. He was one of their members in the mold of a guy called Peter Bukaba, who started with a song Gilles de Boer, which is, I think, well known these days in the world.
Oh, yeah.
But there are other songs as well. You know, I mean, there are songs in the Zulu and the Xhosa language, which are, when you translate it, you will run away. It's actually very, very scary.
It sounds terrifying. And Malema, it's not even always in a song. I mean, he had to be court-ordered not to sing that one anymore. But then didn't he say, we're not advocating the murder of white people yet or something of that nature. It's just a veiled threat is about the best you're going to get from that guy. He is people like that in the government, it's really something frightening. And now, but they're taking a step back. If I understand correctly, Malema is letting this other
Black First, Land First.
Yes, they're letting them sort of take the lead for now and getting out of the heat. Is that right?
That is right. You know, we are noticing that whereas the EFF, Malema, they were leading the ANC in communist rhetoric, and they actually called for the motion of EWC, which is a euphemism for land annexation, expropriation without compensation. A communist euphemism, all it means is we're going to take your land and give nothing to you.
Yeah.
So, and this is a communist tactic, is to sell everything, gift wrap in flowery language. It's absolutely unbelievable. And Black First, Land First, for some odd reason, is now taking the lead in really threatening and actually occupying property. I don't know whether you are aware of the Clifton Beach incident.
No.
Which was started by an ANC chairman in the Western Cape, and which was taken further by the BLF, and then followed by the EFF. And that is a classic example of what is happening. Mm. The ANC stands behind it, and they let things carry on.
Yeah.
And there's an area in the Cape, a beautiful area called Hermanus. It is one of the jet-setting holiday towns, particularly for the wealthy people in Cape Town and in Stellenbosch. Many folk have got their second homes there, like Antoni Rupert, Wieses, of the infamous Steinhobel company, mm-hmm. and other Afrikaans intellectuals. And this particular town is being earmarked to harassed. There is video on YouTube where BLF and one of their splinter groups, which is even more left than they are scouting out homes and open pieces of land to simply occupy. Yeah. And our intelligence on the ground is actually saying that on the 19th or 20th of this month, which is like next week, they are fearing an occupation of these second homes. Some of our intel actually goes further, and it says that Cape Town is going to be shopping centers and public places will be invaded in Cape Town. We are really, really scared of what is happening. We have filed papers to the ICC to try and prevent particularly this incident. So we are waiting with bated breath to see what is going to happen.
Oh, God, it's just it threatens to become absolute chaos there. You have a lot of squatting, I know. And do I understand this right? The situation with the land is that whites owned the majority of the land, and they're a minority, the farmland. But when they offer...
Excuse me, sir. Just on that, we do not own the majority of the farmland.
Oh, correct me, please.
Yeah, we do not own it. I mean, the government stats and what Ramaphosa particularly is trying to sell to the world is that a few thousand South African farmers own 72% of the land.
Yes.
Of the farmland, and it is not true.
I see.
And that That was true before the 1994 elections. And of the 60,000 farmers which once farmed, only about 20,000 farmers are left.
I see.
And I don't know particularly the statistics, but this whole thing is not about land for farming and productive farming, as we know.
No.
This is a pure show of power and also vengeance.
Yes.
Also vengeance.
Yes.
This is not only about farms. This is about all property, including our properties in homes in suburban areas.
Yes.
Which these people are really after. So that is not. There are certain areas in South Africa, for instance, the area which I describe now, Hermanus, which actually have belonged to the Boer and the Boer settlers, and so Cape Town. You know, we bought it from the Khoi when Jan van Riebeeck landed here in 1652.
Yes, yes.
So and these things are just not remembered. They swept under the carpet.
Right.
The narrative is out there that we, a couple of thousand whites, still dominate the blacks. It's an absolute, absolute lie.
No, that I do know, and thank you for the correction on the land. But the point I was getting to was that the government had made offers of land or a small cash settlement to blacks, and many of them, if I'm not mistaken, took the cash, not even interested in the land at all. Is that right?
That is correct. It's absolutely correct. I'd much rather go for the money, and then buy cars and television, and not interested in being productive farmers.
And they wouldn't. I'm sorry to interrupt, but I doubt they would know how to do that anyway. I mean, as productive farmland is very. It's not like you just go out there and pick the crops.
Yeah, no, absolutely. Specifically in South Africa, we have a semi-desert area. Not much of our country and land is productive. And you do need to have scientific methods and know-how and experience to actually be a productive farmer. This is not something that can happen overnight. It is something that that actually happens over generations. And you have to be a very hardy people, which the South African farmers are. We are a hardy people.
It takes a hardy people and a skilled people, and it's a tradition and a labor of love. And to the people that are still there working the farms, you're feeding the nation. But I want to shift gears here because you have been filing these papers, as you say, the Attorney General. Submission. Now I'm looking at on Zuma is grouped as an excessive 80 additional conspirators. There's a lot of corruption, stolen funds, money laundering, fugitives living in Dubai, and Africa party to corruption involving billions in laundered funds. Is this something that's going to be actionable, or is this stuff that doesn't really leave a paper trail strong enough to make a difference?
There's a lot of evidence. This story was broken by brave reporters of the South African Sunday Times, obviously denied by government and by Zuma at the time.
Mm-hmm.
There's a lot of evidence. There's literature out there, specifically by a guy called Jacques Poe, who's an investigative reporter. Not sure. I think his book is called Zuma's The President's Men or Zuma's Men. Basically, what this whole scam is about is over a period of 10 years or longer, there's an Indian family, a brothers Gupta, who started off in this country with manufacturing computers. It's a horror brand. And they bought themselves influence into government and through bribes and cash. And they managed to actually buy Zuma, and Zuma, with a lot of power, the president, in fact, appointed ministers according to the likes and dislikes of the Gupta brothers. They laundered money.
Yes.
And it's funny that Malema was the one. He hated Zuma, he was the one who unveiled that Zuma and Gupta's, on one occasion, packed a Boeing full of cash, dollars, and flew it out of the country. Very few people know about this, but this is the type of thing that is being happening. We have a fantastic, sophisticated banking system in our country with, as you know, Barclays and Absa in South Africa, and with overseas connections, and through that they've been laundering money out of the country, something like 3 trillion rands was taken away.
It's crime on a level that's it's difficult for most of us to comprehend, and what is simple for us to comprehend, although it's almost beyond comprehension in its brutality, the farm murders which continue, the home invasions which continue, the crime in the suburbs, the street crime, the all-out violence and near chaos that's happening out there for you. Our hearts are with you. We're running a little short on time. There's still so many points here. Would you come back again soon to talk again?
Yes, please. It'll be my honor. And I just want to thank you and the American people and all the other listeners out there that you are thinking of us, that you are giving us more exposure. We appreciate you, and we depend on you guys. Thank you so much.
Thank you. Uhuru. Have a good one.
Thank you, sir.
Right there is a true American patriot.
Man,
yeah, that's a
he
canoe.
Just said, why the hell did he just say Uhuru?
He's like, what the fuck?
Knows what that means. Yeah,
Jesus.
That means something else over there.
That guy fucking called me up.
What's it mean there?
It's like African freedom. Yeah,
it's an African
freedom.
It's totally something we co-opted that means the exact opposite of what you think.
Like something nice. that you'd say like Stephen Biko type shit.
It's like an African, like it's a black power thing. Kind
of. Oh, okay.
Oh, fuck.
Oh, no.
I just said black power to this guy?
Sort of.
Get him back on the phone.
Sort of.
Uhuru? Did he say Uhuru at the end? If you're still listening, Yanni, I don't know what Uhuru means. But it was great talking to you, and I hope we get to talk to you soon. And please keep doing what you're doing, and we will finish out the rest of that. Now,
wow.
How about some Maury, You Are the Father?
Is it ready? Is it ready?
I think it's damn ready.
Let's see. I'm going to keep my fingers crossed.
Wow, Drew.
Nothing but excuses.
I know you were glued to that interview. I know you're. It was a spellbinding.
Wait! Oh!
Here we go.
Percent. That's how positive my next guest Danielle is about her ex-fiancé Tyler.
200 million percent.
That's just. That he's the father of her one-year-old daughter Trinity. Welcome to the show. Look how cute she is.
What the fuck?
New Year's Eve.
God damn.
That's when Tyler dumped Danielle and began.
Dan denied that he was Trinity's
father. So it's Danielle's New Year's resolution to prove him wrong with a DNA test.
Uh-huh.
200 million percent.
I am 200 million percent sure he is the father of that baby. I don't even care. Why would you sign our birth certificate? Why would you sign this if you knew you weren't the dad? Why?
Whenever they say 200 million percent, it's never right.
This must have been some New Year's Eve.
What else did you have to say, James?
I always have the baby. I take care of her 24-7. 24-7. 24-7. All right, Tyler, since you party and smoke your weed every day,
I'm going to go.
I went
you
out.
Still
I
fucked him,
he's
thought.
Like, oh, you've been cheating, you've been cheating, you've been cheating. Oh, you've cheating, you've been cheating, you've been cheating. Oh, you've been cheating, you've been cheating, you've been cheating. Oh, you've been cheating, you've been cheating.
Yeah, motherfucker.
I was having sex with people.
Oh, dear.
I even had pictures and everything to prove to him where I was.
Right, because you knew he was.
It's not my baby.
Yes, it is. 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 see Tyler Durst cast you away insane.
It's like a Michael Strahan yelling at him.
All right, everybody, we might as well be Tyler, right?
Oh, no, is she going to throw a chair at him?
Straight to the chair. She was ready to be on the show.
Jerry, Jerry.
That's why they make her furniture, people.
Danielle told me she was pregnant with my baby. I believed her. Then I found out what a psychopath liar she was. And that she had to be pregnant. Danielle imagined that she had sex with her ex the time she got pregnant. I saw a picture of that ex on Facebook. I was blown away. Trinity looks just like her. Danielle says Trinity and I have the same piano fingers. You know how common long fingers are?
What?
Danielle says me and Trinity have the same blue eyes. My eyes are hazel. Danielle has told
they
me
all become geneticists.
Times, I am not
they're all
then
like,
she tries to take it
hey,
back.
There's
I'm
nothing greater to
you.
Incentivize
recently,
you to
Danielle
told learn
me she
that
wanted
bullshit.
To change Trinity's last name. When this DNA proves that Trinity is not my daughter, she has no choice but to.
Here's Tyler.
Whenever they're super confident.
Yeah, they hate men.
I just look forward to the not dad dance.
Yeah.
That's my
not
shit. this is gonna go well.
Sit down, Trek.
That's gonna do it as an admit to banging that giant bitch.
When it comes to 1 year old Trinity Tyler, you are the.
Oh!
Still in the eyes.
Man. You are in the right place. Click here.
Fuck.
Yes. I'm gonna have nightmares. Thanks, PD.
You are the father. I hate to see that one. Don't you, Cormac?
God, how do you follow that?
I don't know.
What do you follow that?
I gotta stop watching.
I gotta start watching Maury.
How's it been going? How's your new year? How's your 2019? You know, every time we change a year over and get more into the future, we get further away from your precious past.
You know, it's a good way of putting it, actually. I never looked at it that way. But
oh, yeah, you are a historian. You've written books on history. You've written books on presidents and some of their peculiar habits, some of their Blue Chew, bluechew.com. You come to us each week. That you're on with a crime.
Yes.
Yes. What do we have this week?
Well, I bet you everybody here has probably heard of this fellow, Dr. Holly Crippen.
Oh, yes.
Yeah.
The Crippen murders, Crippen murder. So what's really interesting about this guy, there are a lot of, there are so many things about this story that are unusual. My favorite is that by the time, let's start with the murder.
Yes.
Basically, in 1910, he is originally, he's born in America. He is trained as a doctor. Dr. Crippen. He moves with his second wife, Cora, to London.
You're just jealous, Napoleon, because I've been home chatting with babes all day.
And so his second wife, Cora, is sort of, she's a singer. She's an actress. And she is notorious for having affairs.
Cora the Hora.
There you go. And Cora Crippen. And
Cora Crippen.
They take in lodgers at their home just to supplement his income in
London. Fond of the dick.
In London.
Yes. Taking in lodgers is a bad idea when you got a wife that's fond of the dick.
Yes. And so she becomes fond of the lodgers' dicks.
Yes.
Yes.
A never-ending stream.
Right. So in response, I don't know, maybe this was his way of taking vengeance.
Oh, dear. Look at her.
Situation.
What a monstrosity.
Dear Lord.
So,
a hat?
Good doctor.
No.
Starts an affair of his own with his typist.
His typist?
His typist.
He would have a typist?
Ethel Leneve. Well, he, by
he's
this
a doctor,
time.
So he needs
he's
a typist.
A doctor, but he's also running an institute that helps ear and eye problems. So he's running a staff. He
the
needs
time
a typist.
For typing, yeah.
Right.
So
in early January.
Nimble fingered woman. What's her name?
Ethel Leneve.
Ethel Lenev.
Ethel Lenev. And he,
Ethel Lenev. He
appears to actually fall hard for her.
Oh, really?
Whatever.
He's into her.
So they become partners in crime.
Look at Ethel Lenev there.
Whoa.
Is she getting her hair done?
Man, those hats.
Is that one of those?
Yeah, right, seriously, right?
It looks like one of those hair dryers that they would sit down into. But he brought her flowers that day and everything.
That is a hat.
What a weird outfit. But people were just strange about 118 years ago.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
8 years ago.
Well, it gets a little stranger.
Oh, I see.
Thankfully.
Dr. Crippen.
Cora, his wife, goes missing.
Cora Crippen.
Very early in 1910.
Thank God.
Friends of hers approach Scotland Yard and say, clearly she's missing. Maybe you should investigate. And they start sniffing around. They interview
Crippen. Decide what to investigate.
Right. And he changes his story, unfortunately for him. Mm. At first he says that Cora died after moving back to the United States and was cremated in California.
That's an airtight story.
Yeah. And then he admits that that was a lie, and, excuse me, he admits or he conjures the story that he lied because he was embarrassed by the fact that she had left with one of her lovers to America, and he wanted to make it sound like she actually had died.
Well.
So now, incredibly,
he just wishes she would have died.
Yes.
Yes.
Now, the guy who
in reality.
Well, the guy who investigates is Chief Inspector Walter Dew.
Ed Asner looking fucker.
And he believes Crippen, which is interesting. And what I love about the story is that Crippen could have left it there, and Scotland Yard was like, all right, whatever, we're not going to look any further.
You know, Cora Crippen, she's a whore.
Instead, Dr.
One whore, more or less.
Dr. and Ethel, his mistress, get out of Dodge. They're like, they're on to us, we got to leave.
Suspicious.
So they head for the continent, and they board a ship heading for. Now, before that happens, they get to the continent, they're gone. Everybody knows that they've left, that they're fleeing something.
Yes.
And so Chief Inspector Dew decides to go and search the house. And they search it thoroughly, and they find beneath the basement floor.
That's Mike. Dew.
That's Dew? No, he looks more like Larry Tate.
Looks like Mike Pence's dad.
Nobody knows what Mike Pence's dad looks like. Oh, you mean...
He looks like he's on Monty Python.
He is a combination of...
Fuck yeah, Drew.
Somebody get Andrea a drink. This guy is a combination of Larry Tate and Tom Selleck.
I'm
seeing Tom Selleck across the middle of his face. But look at that outfit. That is all English, isn't it? With those rounded off collars, buttoned all the way up.
Tweed suit.
That's tweed suit on the way to the continent. Yes.
So.
Do
so
something, my lover.
So they.
Who's that?
Who is that?
Same guy, just younger.
Oh.
It's a younger
Michael Miles is dead.
For the stash. And the gray hair and the tweed suit.
Dew abides.
So underneath the basement in Crippen's home, they find a torso.
Dew, where's my wife?
And they're so suddenly now it's a manhunt. They're like, oh my God, it's incriminating evidence.
A torso in his basement.
Torso beneath his basement.
And it's a female torso.
Well, they think it is. More on that later.
Be a guy in his 40s.
It could be. I mean, this is 1910. It's not like forensic science is, you know, around.
Right.
So anyway.
CSI England.
What happens is now that it's a manhunt, everybody knows that Dr. Crippen is a murderer and his mistress. And they're out and they're probably on the continent somewhere. Who knows?
Like anyway. Telltale torso.
Yeah. So they board a ship. In the Netherlands, bound for Canada, called the Montrose. It's a liner, a Canadian liner, and Crippen shaves his mustache, starts growing a beard, and Lenev is dressed
his facial hair
is dressed as a boy.
Okay.
Oh,
the typist.
Yes, the typist is dressed as a boy. They're now partners in crime. The captain.
I think they're fags. Traveling as fags on the Montrose to Canada.
Right. To Quebec. So the captain recognizes them.
Hugh-town.
The captain of Montrose. And he says, you know, so he basically, this is where it gets really interesting. He.
Good.
Hables Scotland Yard.
Yes.
Says, I think I have Crippen and his mistress here on the ship. And Chief Inspector Dew boards a faster liner bound for Canada, overtakes the Montrose, arrives in Canada before them, and is there to welcome them as they enter the St. Lawrence River.
Just one more question.
Yippee-doo. Ow!
Christ. And he arrests the guy right then and there, huh?
And so that makes Dr. Crippen the first suspect in history to be arrested with the help of wireless telegraphy.
What? Of what?
With the help of wireless telegraphy.
A wireless, the telegraph machine.
Telegraph. So they basically, it was wireless. It was,
but not a telegraph, a wireless telegraph.
Wireless telegraphy.
Because basically the captain of the Montrose wired Scotland Yard from the continent.
By radio.
Yep.
Ah, got it.
And said, I've got him. And then.
Here he is getting off the ship right there. He's like, I'm going to be waiting for him when he gets here. Boy, that fool.
Someone there, I think, is Lenev, who dresses as a boy, although I don't know if she's still dressed as a boy.
Oh, boy. Look.
Anyway.
Yeah.
Could be any one of those. She's a great costume.
Oh, yeah. I think that's her right there.
Is that her right there?
The one that looks like a boy, right?
The one with it's pulled way up on the face right there? Easily. And he's taking the arm?
Yeah, that's got to be.
That's got to be.
Yeah, probably, right, yeah.
She looks like Cousin It.
No, he's just a man. It's got to be a dude. Look at that dude-ish dude.
Yeah, fantastic. Well, thanks, Cormac. Sure. I appreciate that. Fantastic story. Cormac O'Brien?
Yes, it is.
Cormac.
Also of German-Irish ancestry.
Ah. A lot of the...
Here we are.
So, yeah, Cormac O'Brien.
Take off your top, Cormac.
Another... Yeah, exactly. Here we go. Ready?
Well, and you saw the website. And he has books that are great. Fantastic. Get those on Amazon. We're all out of time. We don't have time. Well, you know what? We could show... I've been putting off this story since Christmas. This guy was a Santa. They found bodies in the fucking... We'll talk about it next week.
Wait.
Yes, until then. Thanks very much to our audience for being here. What a fan. You guys are the
love
best.
You,
best! I'm Calvino, Cormac O'Brien. You guys here, Hawk and you, Drew... You did a good job.
Yeah.
Very good. Very good work. Yes. Oh, and of course, our guest from South Africa. Peace be with you. God be with you. Uhuru be with you.
Yanni. Fuck yeah.
Yeah. And, you know, thank you, Anthony Gumia, for letting us do this show. And that's the end of it. Put it in your dick hole.